我们早上已经谈过了两节更美的人生。
This morning we have two sessions of a more beautiful life.
我们知道，只有神恩典才有可能日日的更新。
We know only with God's grace we shall renew ourselves daily.
神的恩典不断的在更新。
And God's grace is renewing every day.
我们能够每天得到新的恩典。
So every day we receive a new grace from God.
也因为这新的恩典呢，才有办法让我们的人生每天的生命都比昨天更加的美好。
And also because of this new grace, our life improves daily.
什么叫做美？
What does it mean by beauty?
美并不是一个不动的东西。
A beauty is not a very passive term.
当这个东西不再动了。
When something that's without motion,
不管它多美，到最后都不再美了。
It doesn't matter how beautiful it was, it won't be last for long.
比如说你家在一个非常环境美好的公园里面。
For instance, that you situate yourself in a very beautiful park.
你的朋友到你家都说，哎呀，你家好美哦。
And then when your friend visits your place, you will say, oh, how wonderful this place is.
你不会感觉到很美。
You won't feel the beauty.
你是感觉到说很感谢神有这么好的环境。
You thank God because you're in such a good environment.
那种美的感觉已经不再有了。
And the sense of the beauty is no longer in your heart.
不再像第一次看到那样的感觉。
It won't be as the first time when you see the house.
因为已经习惯了。
Because you are used to the environment.
我想我们今天没有办法感觉到神的创造的美丽。也可能是因为我们每天看的创造好像都是一样。
Today, the reason why we cannot experience the beauty of God's creation is because we see these things every day.
我们让一个一直在流动的东西变成一个不流动的东西。
Now we allow something that which is lively becomes a stasis.
等到它不再流动了。
When this thing is without motion,
这个美的感觉必定是停顿下来。
The sense of beauty is also stay there.
所以当人不再被感动，
when a person no longer touched by the beauty,
当然呢就不再没有美的感觉了。
Then of course, then this person won't feel the sense of beauty.
所以我们要每一天让这流动的美在我们心里面不断的发生。
So therefore, every day, we should allow this sense of beauty moves in our hearts.
神已经做了他的全部能够做的东西。
For God has created whatever He could have done.
再来呢，是要我们人自己来怎么让来享受神所给予的。
The race is up to man to enjoy His creation.
神的恩典是每天的流动。
God's grace is moving every day.
神的话语是永远取不尽的。
And also God's word is unlimited.
所以这两样东西都能够带给我们相当大的美好的感觉。
These two things will bring us a great, wonderful feeling.
当人能够从日光之下走到日光之上。
When a man can move himself from under the sun to the above.
当他不再被时间空间限制的时候。
When he is no longer limited by the space and time.
那我想呢，你的生命将是相当的活泼。
Then I'm sure, your life will be vigorous.
所以我们早上看到最后一节，看到出埃及记的第十五章。
The last the verses we read was in Exodus chapter 15.
我们再看回来这一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记的第十五章。
Exodus chapter 15.
这里说神是我的力量，
yeah.
是我的诗歌，是我的帮，是我的拯救。
Yeah, the Bible said, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and is my salvation."
神是我的力量。
And the Lord is my strength.
神是我的诗歌。
And song.
神是我的拯救。
And He has become my salvation.
这三样东西都是相当的活泼。
These three things are vigorous.
当一个人能够拿200公斤
，When a person was able to carry a 200 kilogram,
他超越你很多。
And obviously he carries much more than you.
你说他很有力量。
And you think that he's powerful.
但是如果在奥林匹克比赛的时候
，However in Olympia,
他今年拿200公斤
，This year he could carry 200 kilogram.
明年也是200公斤
，And next year 200 kilogram.
在下一届也是200公斤。
Even the next round will also be 200.
你会怎么说呢？
Then what would you comment?
啊，他失去力量了。
He has lost his strength.
其实他已经拿了200公斤了。
Actually, he had carried 200 kilograms already.
他已经超越我们八倍以上了。
He had, he could carry 8 times more than us.
但是我们却说他失去力量了。
However, we say he has lost his strength.
为什么？
Why?
因为不再流动了。
Because he stayed there.
人的力量是有限的。
Our human strength is limited.
所以人的帮助到最后已经不能再帮助我们。
Therefore, the help from the man is also limited.
当我们开始被人帮助，我们感到非常的美丽，非常的感动。
In the beginning, when we were helped by the others, we were touched.
但是人的软弱就是到最后你会嫌他说怎么帮助的不够彻底。
And then, but then unfortunately, our weakness as human being, we were complained by saying, why couldn't he help more?
这也是常常好朋友会变成不讲话的原因之一。
And that's also one of the reasons sometimes friends become enemy or don't talk to each other.
其实好朋友是帮助你最多的人。
Actually, a good friends of yours are the ones that help you the most.
但是有一次他没有办法再帮助你的时候，
However, when he could not help you anymore,
你就觉得说好像受伤很大。
And you will feel you are hurt.
因为你发觉到说静止了。
Because he felt that his help has stopped.
你不再感觉到那种美丽的感觉了。
You haven't felt the feeling, the sense of beauty anymore.
凡是从人来的力量都是一样。
All the strength from men are the same.
他没有办法让我们的生命不断的更新。
They could not, the help of men could not renew our life.
我们到最后一种失望。
At the end, we will feel disappointed.
因为停顿下来了。
Because it has stopped.
但是神的力量无穷无尽。
However, God's power and strength is unlimited.
所以我们才会谈到说，信仰绝对不会拿去你们任何的东西。
So therefore, the Bible tells us that faith will not take a single thing from us.
但是我们今天常常将信仰当作一种损失。
However, sometimes nowadays we think faith is a kind of loss of our time.
给神的时间。
So it's time to God,
给人的爱情
and the love to man,
给神的奉献
and the offering to God,
或是为人所付出的这些劳力
all the work that you've done for him.
你都会觉得说好像浪费你的时间
and so all these are wasting your time.
但是浪费你什么时间
and what kind of time do I have to go
for? 浪费你打电脑电动玩具的时间
to waste time you play computer,
浪费你看电视的时间
waste time of watching TV,
或是浪费你一些其实呢可以不用浪费的时间
With other unnecessary time.
所以其实我们将整个神所预备美好在我们周围的东西，我们让它静止下来。
So a lot of time we have a stop all the wonderful creation around us.
所以我们不再能够唱诗了。
So we are not able to sing the song anymore.
他说：“神是我的诗歌。”
Verse 2 tells us, "Lord is my strength and song."
这个诗歌你会不断的去颂赞他，颂赞不完。
And the song will persist forever.
你对一个人的颂赞，当他离开世界以后就停止了。
A song of praise to us towards a certain great person until he took his last breath, then you will stop.
这是我们所听过那些颂赞这些英雄的这些歌曲呢，一过去就没有了。
For example, some of the songs that the country made for their heroes have stopped.
你没有办法继续的歌颂他。
Because the song of praise will not carry on.
你甚至有时候会觉得说，好像被他骗了。
And sometimes afterwards, you will even feel you were cheated.
你会很后悔以前曾经颂赞过他。
And you will regret that you were once praised him.
这在中国近代史里面有相当同样的故事在重演。
And a lot of a story from the Chinese history are replaying.
所以你这种美的感觉呢，会突然停止。
So a lot of a sense of beauty will take a stop at that time.
但是神不会让你失望。
However, God will never disappoint you.
因为他的恩典每天都是新的。
Because His grace is renewing every day.
所以其实你每天可以写一首很美的诗歌来颂赞他。
So therefore, every day you are able to write a song of praise for Him.
所以重要的是要让我们的心情能够去接触到那流动的美丽。
So more importantly is for us to experience the beauty of motion.
我们不要让任何的东西停止下来。
We should not stop all the things around us.
不管你是对神的爱或是对人的爱。
Towards even including the love you have towards God or towards man.
当你说要追求更美的人生。
When you say you are seeking for a more beautiful life.
或是 更好的生命
a more a better of life.
不要以为说你能够从外面加进什么东西来刺激你
do not think that you can add extra excitement of your entertainment.
从外面进来刺激你的都是短暂的
Now, all the material things that make you exciting are only temporary.
只有你内心能够让一个歌颂永远的长存
Only in your heart, the songs carries on forever.
所以重要是我们要怎么让我们的内心不断的更新。
So how the most important thing is how do we renew our life daily?
我们来请看诗篇的第八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 8.
这个需要一个非常敏感的一种感觉。
And we need to be more sensitive towards this feeling.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalm chapter 8.
第八篇。第三节
Chapter 8 verse 3
我观看你指头所造的天并你所陈设的月亮星宿便说人算什么你竟顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他这里大卫他看见了神所创造的天地
Here David he had experienced and seen the creation of universe
他所看到的跟我们今天所看到是一模一样的
And whatever that he saw that day is the same as today
但他有一个很深的感触
However, he has a very deep feeling
他说当我观看你手指头所造的天
When I consider your being heavens, the work of your fingers
并你所陈设的这些星宿跟月亮
And the moon and the stars which you have ordained
他有个什么感觉呢
What kind of feeling is he
我便觉得说我非常的渺小
He will feel that he was I would feel that I was trivial.
我怎么会我而且我同时会觉得说你的恩典怎么会这么的大
At the same time, how wonderful, how great grace is.
我便说啊
And then
人算什么呢
What is man?
你为什么顾念他
That you are mindful of
人算什么呢
And the son of
你为什么眷顾他
Why are you taking care of them?
这个好像是一个很谦卑的话
It seems a humble word.
其实在他讲这句话的时候你可以想象他内心涌起那种非常美丽的那种感觉
If you experience these two verses you will see that from his heart there's a flow of beauty
当突然一个人跟你一样你很想要的东西
When someone gave you something that you really wanted
但是你一直觉得说你不配得到这个东西
And you kept on feeling that you are not worth having this
所以那东西突然出现在你面前说这个是你的
And when this thing suddenly appeared to you and said, this is yours.
你那时候感觉可能就像这样的。
And this is the feeling that you are experiencing.
你会突然觉得说这个世界好像很美丽。
You experience how wonderful, how beautiful this world is.
我算什么？
Who am I?
为什么这个人能够这样的爱我？
How can this person love me like that?
为什么这个东西会突然变成是我的了？
And how come this thing suddenly become mine?
所以在那刹那当中。
In this moment,
虽然你还是一样的贫穷。
Although you still poor,
虽然你还是一样的卑微
although you still lowly,
但是你会感觉说你的生命变得很美丽了
However, you experience your life as a beautiful life.
我们要常常去抓住这个感觉
And this is a feeling that we need to get hold.
那这个感觉很难在人跟人之间得到
And this kind of feeling is very hard to gain among men.
但是我们跟神之间呢，却能够不断的更新这个东西
However, with our relationship with God, we are able to receive the grace newly.
当人有一颗感恩的心出现
When a person has the feeling of thanksgiving,
我想那时候是最美的时候了
And that's the most beautiful time.
要有一颗感恩的心
We need to have a thanksgiving.
你要生出感恩，你要知道说你自己目前的状况
In order to understand your, in order to have a thanksgiving heart, you need to know your current situation.
所以当时神吩咐以色列百姓要去献祭，一定要回想他们以前的情形。
So therefore, in Old Testament time, when the people of Israel decided to offer to God, they need to remeditate what happened in the past.
以前他们是做苦工的。
And before, in the ancient time, they were slaves.
是等候别人施舍给他们吃东西的。
And they were, they were the slaves waiting for the food from the master.
但是今天他却能够收成这么多，拿来奉献给神。
And today, they were able to gather so much to offer to God.
所以这个奉献成了非常的美丽了。
So this offering became a beautiful.
因为是满心的欢喜。
Because they offer with happiness.
如果你没有这种感觉的话
If you don't have this feeling,
你会觉得是很不公平的
You'll think it's not fair.
神什么都没有做，我做得那么辛苦
And God didn't do anything. I worked so hard for myself.
我还要给他十分之一。
And now all of a sudden I have to pay a tenth.
哪里有这种事情？
How can it be?
但是你又不敢不给。
And then you dare not to give.
因为你怕下地狱。
Because you scared that you will go to hell.
你更怕说你生意到时候转不灵了。
And you'll be scared that your business will go down.
所以这种奉献让你成为一种重担。
So this kind of offering become a burden to you.
你没有办法在奉献当中感受那美丽。
So in your offering, you are not able to experience the beauty behind it.
所以我们要能够生出感恩的心。
So therefore, we need to have a thanksgiving heart.
当你内心满怀感谢的时候
，When you have a grateful heart,
你会感觉到说你整个人、整个身体都热了起来。
You feel that the whole body warms up.
好像什么都在流动的。
Just like everything is moving.
那这个时候每个小小的动作都会让你相当的感动。
And even a small action will touch you deeply.
那我们再请看路加福音的第十二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章，这里神也让我们去观察那美丽的事情。
Here in Luke chapter 12, God allow us to experience the beauty.
这好像跟我们生命生活都没有关系。
It seems it's nothing to do with our daily life.
其实呢，在这观察当中，你能够感受到神整个创造跟你生命的关系。
However, during the time of observation, you're able to experience the relationship between creation from God and you.
二十二节。
Verse 22,
耶稣对门徒说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。”
Verse 22, then he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on."
我们都想要吃得更好。
We all want to eat a better food.
我们都想要穿得更漂亮。
To wear better clothes.
不只是有吃有穿而已。
Not only that we eating or drink or wearing.
所以这成为我们生活的一个很大的目标。
And now it becomes our great goal.
我们想要这些来装饰，让我们更加的美丽。
You want to use those decorations to make us more beautiful.
而且我们也基本上认为说，这个物质的丰富能够带给生命的丰富。
And we also believe the abundance of material life will bring the abundance of our life.
但是物质一定是有限。
But we must understand that mature life is limited.
所以这条路应该是走不通的。
So therefore, this road, this path will reach an end.
如果美的定义是流动的话
if the definition of beauty is motion.
只要它是能够流动的
if this, the definition of beauty allows you to move.
而不是静止的东西
and if the definition of beauty is not to stop.
不会被限制的
it will not be limited.
比如说物质的东西
For instance, material life.
你刚开始可以一直加上去。
You can add more and more.
每次的增加你都非常的欢喜。
And every increase will bring happiness.
但是增加到一个阶段之后
，However, when you reach a certain extent,
它再加上去你就没有感觉了。
Even if you add more materials, it won't bring you the feeling.
比如说你已经有十部车子了。
For example, if you have 10 cars,
又加了一部。
And another car was added to you.
你已经有一亿了。
And you have 1 billion.
再加了一亿
，You have 0.1 billion, and now another 0.1 billion is added to you.
我是没有这个经验的
And I never had the experience.
但是我知道，说我如果吃了三碗饭，再加四碗饭的时候，我就觉得蛮痛苦的。
But I know after having the 3 bowls of rice, if I have another one, I'll feel very terrible.
或是在吃宴席的时候，已经吃了十道菜，你说再加第十一道菜，我不会觉得还相当的欢喜。
Or even in a feast, if I had 10 dishes in front of me, if there's one extra one added on, I won't feel happy.
我是觉得说怎么这么多做什么
I just feel how come so much to eat.
第一道菜出来我会很高兴
When the first dish came out, I feel very happy.
所以你看每个人第一道菜哇拼命吃因为它很欢喜哇好吃、啊、
And so therefore, a lot of people start eating with the first dish because they saw the wonderful food.
当中感觉会很快过去。
However, these are the temporary feelings.
因为这是物质的东西。
Because they are just material.
它既然是有限的。
They are limited.
它就没有办法流动。
And it's not possible.
它既然没有办法流动。
It's not possible to move.
它就没有办法一直带给你美的感觉。
And then this thing won't give you the feeling of beauty constantly.
所以我们如果想要用这些来改变我们的人生。
If today we want to use our material life to change our spiritual life.
吃什么？穿什么
？To what to eat, what to wear.
这个有很大的危险。
And then it will be a great danger.
就是你永远不会感恩。
Because then you will not be satisfied.
你不会有那种感恩的心。
You won't have the heart of thanksgiving.
因为你觉得说好像还不够。
Because you won't feel enough.
所以绝对不会美丽的。
So it won't be beauty.
当你 穿出去、啊、
When you wear something very nice.
我认识几个比较生活条件比较好的人。
I knew a certain person with more money.
他们穿的那个衣服呢，可能都是我一辈子买的衣服都没有他一件衣服的价钱。
And some of the clothes they wore, perhaps I don't have all my clothes together are not as worth as one of the clothes they wore.
我看他们，他们常常在换衣服。
And I saw that they changed their clothes all the time.
他们有一个很在意的事情。
And they're very determined to choose whatever they want.
别人看我漂不漂亮？
They're taking their mind on whether other people look at me, how other people look at me.
他花了很多的钱去买它。
Although he spent a lot of money to buy this certain.
但是他还是很害怕别人说不漂亮。
But he was still worried that other people will think it looks ugly.
而且这样的人通常会相当的敏感。
And this kind of people will be even more sensitive than others.
像我穿这样。
Like me, when what I wear.
随便你要怎么说都没有关系。
It doesn't matter how other people say to me.
讲到你最后我就说了。
And afterwards I'll say.
这是 Michael 叔叔的。
This is brother Michael's.
怎么样？
Then what do you want to do?
我觉得穿得很漂亮啊。
But I think it's good.
你讲了我都没什么感觉啊。
And whatever you say, I won't have any feeling.
我能够穿着我就很感谢了。
As long as I have this jacket, I'll feel thanks.
但是不断用物质要来满足自己美丽的人。
But however, a person who uses material to satisfy himself,
他们其实最害怕的是别人说你不美丽。
What they fear the most is when others comment on their dressing.
等于是说他们自己永远没有办法买到满意。
It means that they will never be able to buy a suitable clothes for him.
所以耶稣说你不要为这个忧虑。
So therefore, Lord Jesus said, "Do not worry."
吃什么穿什么。
What to wear, what to.
你若一直忧虑下去，你永远不会感谢了。
If you keep on worrying this, you will never have a grateful heart.
23节。
Verse 23.
因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。
Life is more than food, but the body is more than clothing.
24节。
24.
你想。
Consider.
我觉得耶稣。实在是当然了他已经我不能说他很聪明了他本来就是智慧的源头
Of course I can't say Lord Jesus is clever because he's the origin of all the wisdom
我发觉耶稣讲到一个特色
But I realize in his teaching Lord Jesus has a certain character
不像我
Unlike me
我是一直翻圣经哗哗翻来翻去
I keep on referring to the Bible
为了要强调我讲的是真理
To emphasize what I preach is real
耶稣很少翻圣经的
But then Lord Jesus did not turn to the Bible.
你仔细去看。
If you read carefully,
他设的那些比喻哈
，all the parables he made
都是自己发明的。
He invented themselves.
他没有说圣经以前怎么记载。
He never said according to the Bible.
他说跟你讲个故事而已。
He just tell you a story.
所以这是很活泼的东西。
And this is a very vigorous teaching.
他所讲的就成为真理了。
And whatever he said became the truth.
因为本身就是真理。
Because he himself is the truth.
所以你听他讲到会相当的美丽了。
So therefore, when you listen to his teaching, you feel the beauty.
我们虽然是翻这一节，跳到那节，跳来跳去。
Even though we are referring to the Bible always,
但是这个生命好像活泼不起来。
However, it's very hard for the teaching to become a lively.
因为他没有办法将我们的心拉到一个流动的地方。
Because it's very hard to our teaching very hard to bring people to motion.
尤其我们最近跟这个方面。我们要更加的留意了。
Especially recently, we need to be even more careful.
我们现在讲到就是在争这个字什么意思而已。
Because nowadays we are arguing what this word is about.
我们将一个流动的生命变成一个死水。
We allow a living water of God's word to become a dead water.
让它不再动。
To become a still water.
是用人为的方式不再让它流动。
We use our manual methods to allow it to stop.
所以人只是在想这个字是什么。
So what we focus in is at a certain word. What the
而没有想到说这个意思里面的活泼是什么。
However, we never able to catch the life from the words.
所以保罗说字句是死的啦。
So therefore, Paul said the word in the Bible are dead.
那灵才是活的啦。
However, the spirit is life.
耶稣他就说你想。
So therefore, Lord Jesus says, "You consider."
我觉得这是一个很好的一句话。
And I think it's a very meaningful word.
你想什么呢
？To consider what?
他要想神的创造。
Consider God's creation.
其实神的创造是一部最美好的圣经。
Remember, God's creation is the most wonderful Bible we ever have.
它不是文字写的下来的。
It could not be written by the word.
但是使徒先知的信仰都是从神的创造里面去得来的。
And we must understand the faith of the apostles, even the ancient saints, came from the creation of God.
我们今天应该要回到源头。
Today we need to go back to the origin.
回到使徒先知怎么得到生命的源头。
To learn how the apostles received the life from the origin.
来感受他们当时的感受。
And try to experience what they had experienced.
这简单的说哈。
For instance,
比如说巴黎。
In Paris,
我可以写介绍巴黎。
If you ask me to write an introduction to Paris,
因为我去过巴黎。
Because I went to Paris.
因为我住过巴黎。
Because I lived there.
我可以这样写得很好。
I will be able to write them in a beautiful way.
你如果以为巴黎就是我所写的东西
，However, if you just think that Paris is what I wrote,
那这个巴黎活泼不起来了。
Then this Paris that I described won't be live in your heart.
你如果要从我的字句里面去找巴黎的美丽
，If you try to find the beauty of Paris from the letters I wrote,
你常常会找不到。
You will not find any.
但是你如果真的本身去到巴黎了
，However, if you went to Paris yourself one day,
你看到那个。美丽
you see the beauty.
我相信你回来说不定能够写一个比我还要生动的东西
And perhaps when you come back you'll be able to write something more lively than me.
不是说这些东西是不好的
Not to say that these things are not good.
但是我们必须要能够再回到源头
But the most importantly is to go back to the origin.
如果你去过巴黎了
If you've been to Paris.
你再回头看那介绍巴黎的书
Then you go back to read the tourist book about Paris.
你就能够一下子就明白了。
Then you understand what they wrote, quickly.
你就不会在那争这个小字说啊，这个字他讲的是什么意思，那个是什么意思。
So you don't have to worry about what does this point mean? What does that mean?
所以美丽是在于你能够去接触。
So therefore, the beauty is something that you can touch.
而且能够成为内心的感动。
And you can become what touch your heart.
耶稣说你想。
And the Lord Jesus said, consider.
你看乌鸦不种也不收。
I consider the ravens, but they neither sow nor reap.
神尚且养活他。
Which have God feeds them.
你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢
？Of how much more value are you than the birds?
你想想看。
Think about it.
那些鸟。
Those birds.
不种也不收。
They neither reap or sow.
但是神却养活他。
However, God feeds them.
那你们比飞鸟还要贵重。
And you are more valued than birds.
接着他又说。
Then he said.
你们哪个能用思虑使硕数多加一颗呢
？25. And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?
你有办法，因为你很害怕死亡，你就不会死亡吗？
Can you say because I fear death, then I won't experience death?
他说，连这个最小的事情。连这个最小的事情你们尚且不能做到
If you then are not able to do the least
为什么还忧虑其余的事情
Why are you anxious for the rest
想想看
Think about it
安静下来想想看
Think about it quietly
不要认为说好像你这整个世界没有人在照顾你一样
Do not think that you are alone in this world
你去想你心就能够开了
As long as you're willing to think to meditate, your heart will be open.
你就会从日光之下慢慢的走到日光之上。
Then from under the sun, you move slowly to the above the sun.
我们坐飞机都有这个经验呐。
Even when you sit on the airplane, the same experience.
在机场是下大雨。
On the airport, it may be raining heavily.
你觉得很不方便呐。
You think how inconvenient.
什么都看不清楚。
Everything you can't be seen.
但是等到你飞到云层之上的时候。
However, when you fly above the clouds.
阳光普照
，and you will see the sun，
非常的刺眼
，and the sun is shining sharply。
所以我们要能够走上去
，so you need to be able to move up。
一走上去就自然美丽了。
The moment you move up, then you will see the beauty。
那怎么走上去呢
？How do you move up？
要想
，to consider，
让你的心是流动的
，so that your heart will be moving。
让你的心能够被一只小鸟感动。
And that your heart can be touched by even a single bird.
你的心能够被一朵花感动。
And that your heart can be touched by the flower.
当我这样看过去哈。
And when I look at the flower.
我第一个感觉是什么
？And what is my first feeling?
我觉得哇，那紫色怎么紫色的这么漂亮
？And how can the purple be so beautiful?
你们不觉得吗
？Don't you think so?
那紫色漂亮到有点很柔软的感觉。
And this velvet color makes you has a sort of a softening feeling.
觉得很舒服。
And you feel very comforted.
你哪个人的衣服能够比它漂亮？
Whichever could buy clothes as beautiful as this one flower.
你那一万块买来的？
Even you buy with the $10,000.
能够比它漂亮吗？
Could this clothes be more beautiful?
也不可以啊。
Unfortunately not.
所以二十七节。
Verse 27.
主耶稣又说了。
Then Lord Jesus said.
你想。
Consider.
百花怎么长起来？
The lilies, how they grow.
他也不劳苦，也不纺纱。
They neither toil nor spin.
然而我告诉你们，
And yet I say to
就是所罗门王所极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这朵花呢。
Even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
神都可以将这朵花装饰得这么的美丽。
The Lord God was able to decorate a flower to such a beautiful.
难道神没有办法将你装饰得很美丽吗？
Couldn't He able to equip you into a better beautiful life?
难道耶稣这里所在意的是我们吃什么穿什么吗？
And do we only have to worry about what to eat and what to wear?
不是的。
No.
他要告诉我们。
What the Bible tells us.
你的美丽是来自于你的内心。
Our beauty comes from our hearts.
你吃什么？
Whatever we eat,
你如果没有办法吃到神的话语，
if you cannot eat the word of God,
你的生命怎么能够一直的下去？
How can your life be renewed?
你的生命怎么能够活泼的起来？
How can your life be lively?
你的生命怎么能够更加的美好？
How can your life be more beautiful?
那你所穿戴的，
and whatever you decorate on,
如果你没有办法将神的这话语放在你的内心当中，
if you cannot put the word of God in your heart,
你怎么能够活出那美丽的形象来？
How can you live an image of beauty?
让你整个人换成一个形状。
So that you will be transformed.
他说你们要想想看。
So therefore,
神都有能力让这朵花这么漂亮了。
God has the ability to decorate flowers.
他难道没有能力让你们更漂亮吗？
Didn't he have the power to transform to you into a beautiful person?
二十八节，你们这小信的人呐、啊。
You little faith.
野地的花今天还在，明天就丢到火炉里面了。神还这样子装饰它，何况你们呢？
If then God so clothes the grass which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will He clothe you?
何况你们呢？
How about you?
这里耶稣不是说他要买衣服给我们穿。
The Lord Jesus didn't mean He will buy clothes for you.
他不是要买面包给我们吃。
He is not here to buy bread for us.
他是要让我们成为最美丽的创造物。
He wants us to become His beautiful creation.
让你成为这个世界上最美丽的人。
He wants us to become the most beautiful person.
让你的生命比这些小鸟花草更加的艳丽。
So that your life is more beautiful than the flowers, the birds, and the grass.
要怎么得到这些呢？
How do you receive?
二十九节。
Verse 29.
你们不要求吃什么喝什么，也不要挂心这些。
And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink.No, have an anxious mind.
31节
31.
你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们这小群啊，不要害怕。
Do not fear, little flock.
不要害怕。
Do not fear.
耶稣在世上常常讲这句话。
Lord Jesus often said this.
不要害怕。
Do not be fear.
好像我们对神没有完全的信心一样。
Seems that we don't have much faith for God.
当一个人在害怕的状况，他所看的事情都不是非常的漂亮的。
When a person is in a state of fear, it's very hard for him to see clearly.
因为他没有这个心情去欣赏。
Because he doesn't have the mood to enjoy himself.
比如说我们的南非。
For example, in South Africa.
其实是一个非常漂亮美丽的国家。
Indeed, it's a very beautiful country.
但是因为很多的因素让我们不敢去欣赏。
However, a lot of reasons, a lot of conditions does not allow us to enjoy the environment.
不是这个美丽不存在。
It's not the beauty does not exist.
而是我们害怕到我们看不见。
However, it's that we are fearful to an extent that we could not enjoy.
你要得到它，你要怎么去解决它？其实相当的简单。
How do we receive the beauty?
只要将这个害怕除去就可以了。
To remove the fear.
将害怕除去。
To remove the fear,
你会生出一种很感恩的心来。
Then you will have a grateful, thankful heart.
所以你会先求神的国跟神的义。
So therefore, you will pray for His kingdom.
我们来请看诗篇的三十二篇。
Turn to Psalm chapter 32.
诗篇的三十二篇。
Book of Psalm chapter 32.
诗篇三十二篇的第一节。
Chapter 32, verse 1.
这也说得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的人，这个人变为有福。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
凡心里没有诡诈，神不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
And blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。
When I kept silent, my bones grew old. Through my growing all the day long.
黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的体力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。
5. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden.
我说我要向神承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶了。
And I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquities of my sin.
为此呢，凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候的祷告你，大水泛溢的时候必不能到他那里。
6. For the cause of everyone who is godly shall pray to you, in a time when you may be found, surely in the flood of great waters, they shall not come near him.
第十一节。
11.
你们一人应当靠神欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。
And be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, and you upright in heart.
美好的感觉来自于那干净的感觉。
The feeling of beauty comes from the feeling of cleanse.
当你感觉到你很干净的时候。
When you feel that you are clean.
当你一天很劳累。
After working hard for the whole day.
当你心情很不好。
When you're having a bad mood.
有一个很好的解决办法是什么？
A very easy way to solve the problem.
就去洗个澡。
To take a shower.
去洗个澡，洗得很久很久。
And take a long shower.
你出来呢，心里就放松了。
And after the long shower, you feel more relaxed.
因为你觉得得到干净了。
Because you feel that you are clean.
你会感觉到说你的整个生命有个更新了。
You feel that your life is renewed.
所以其实我们如果能够在神面前站立的稳。
If today we're able to stand firm in front of God.
这个能够站立的稳。
If we are able to stand firm.
让你会不断的感恩。
Then we will have the thankful heart.
不断地感受到神的恩典很大。
Because you will experience how wonderful God's grace is.
因为不是你能够洗得干净。
Because it's not you that's able to make yourself clean.
而是神不再将它当作有罪。
It is God that will forgive your sin.
如果你一直觉得有种犯罪的感觉。
If you have the sinful feeling.
我跟你保证。
I promise you.
你再多的财富都不会让你快乐的。
It doesn't matter how rich you are, you will not be happy.
我们来举例说明。
For instance,
你在路上捡到100万。
When you walk along the street, you pick up $1 million.
那这你捡到它，好像是有一辆计程车过，好像有一个人很匆匆忙忙跑过去了。
So the moment you pick it up, you realize someone rush passed by you.
那个好像有什么事情，很紧张。
Perhaps this person was very nervous.
结果他掉了一个东西。
And he dropped it.
等到你捡起来，已经不见了。
And when you pick up this case, he dropped.
你看是一百万。
When you open the case, you realize it was $1 million.
你已经没有办法还给他了。
It's not possible for you to give him back.
如果你将它当作是你自己的财产来使用。
And if you use this $1 million, your own asset.
你能够买你所需要的一切的东西。
You can buy whatever you want.
但是你内心总是有个疑问。
But then in your heart, there is always a question.
这一百万。
In this $1 million.
说不定那个人是要拿去付医药费的。
Perhaps this is for someone's medication fee.
那如果他没有找到这一百万。
Now if he couldn't find this $1 million.
他的家人可能就因为这样而失去生命了。
And perhaps his family will lose a life.
所以你内心永远不安。
So you will feel guilty in your heart.
你再多的东西都没有办法平静你这个心情。
It doesn't matter how much material things you bought with this $1 million.
所以当你是一个认为你是一个有罪的人的时候。
So when you feel guilty because of your sin.
你的人生怎么有可能更美？
How can your life be more beautiful?
当你没有办法认识神的恩典的时候。
When you cannot understand God's
grace. 你怎么有办法改变你的生命？
How can you transform your life?
所以我们要来到神的面前。
Therefore, we need to come to God.
承认我们的过犯。
We need to confess our sin.
不只是承认我们的过犯。
Not only that.
而且要能够欢喜来感恩。
So then we need to rejoice.
因为我们知道。
Because we know.
因为我们感谢。
Because we thank God.
这个神不再算为有罪了。
For God has forgiven our iniquity.
让我们这心的死水能够再流动起来。
Since our dead still water can once be stirred.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第21章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 21.
约翰福音的21章。
Gospel of John, chapter
21. 从这些的故事都告诉我们。
From the story, it all told us.
美的东西必须是要能够不断的流动。
Everything needs to have a sense of motion within.
不断的流动是不断的更新。
So it means that it has to renew itself.
而且是往上不断的更新。
And towards the top.
越来越好。
It becomes better every day.
但是如果这么想起来的话，
And if you think about it,
那我们是不是要很人为的因素来改变我们周围的环境呢？
So do we need to use our own method to change our environment?
其实这是不需要的。
It's actually not necessary.
因为神将一切都已经安置在我们内心里面了。
Because God has already put all this in our heart.
我们要学习来变化我们的内心。
We need to learn to transform our heart.
比如说对万物的创造。
For example, to the creation of God.
你不要再用科学眼光去看它。
Do not use a scientific view to observe, to investigate it.
我们小时候看月亮蛮好玩的。
When we were children, when you look at the moon, everything was fine.
我小时候看月亮还看到最后看到一只兔子在那边动。
And when I was very young, I saw even a rabbit on the moon.
你没有看过吗？
Did you see that?
那你回去买个望远镜看一看。
And you must try with binocular.
我小时候看过。
And I saw that before.
因为小时候的那个太空人还没有踩到月亮。
Because when I was young, the astronomer hasn't arrived on the moon.
月亮很神秘。
Because the moon was still a mystery.
听说有人在那边砍树。
And another story told me that there was someone chopping the.
听说有只兔子在那里。
And I heard there was also a rabbit.
一直看。
So I was wondering, so I stared at the moon.
看到真的是有只兔子在那边跳来跳去。
And I realized there was indeed a rabbit jumping around.
而且我们不敢指月亮。
And we can at that in our time we cannot point to the moon.
因为老人家说你指月亮，你耳朵会被割掉。
Because from the our parents told us if you point in the moon, your ears will be chopped off.
当然，这种美丽是来自于无知。
Of course, this kind of beauty comes from without knowing.
它会很快过去。
And this will be replaced.
而且会觉得很好笑。
And now we will think it's funny.
但是同样的创造。
However, same creation.
你如果能够更深层的去思考它。
If you think carefully.
用你的内心去看它。
Use your heart to meditate.
我想感觉一定不一样。
I'm sure the.
所以我们今天一定要让我们的心动起来。
Today we need to move our heart.
当你的心能够开始流动，我想这个美丽的东西会不断的出现。
When our heart starts moving, then I'm sure the sense of beauty will arise.
约翰福音21章这里讲的不见得是一件很美丽的事情。
John chapter 21 may not describe something very beautiful.
故事的本身说不定不美丽。
Perhaps the story itself was not beautiful.
但是整个过程相当的美丽。
However, the whole process, if you think about it, is.
这是耶稣来问彼得。
And this is the question Lord Jesus asked.
耶稣来问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
Lord Jesus said, "Do you love me?"
第一次彼得回答很快。
The first time, Peter able to answer.
说主啊，你知道我爱你。
He said, "Lord."
说主啊，我爱你。
Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord.
然后第二次呢？
And the second time.
主在问他：“
Lord,
你爱我吗？”
Do you love me?
彼得说：“主啊，你知道我是爱你的。”
And Peter said, "You know I love you."
第三次主又问他。
The third time, again.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
这里圣经说彼得就忧愁起来了。
And here Peter was grieved.
他很忧愁对主说。
And he was grieved because Lord.
主啊，你是无所不知道的。
And you know all things.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
我知道我旁边这几个人可能会说我不爱你。
Perhaps my peer will say they don't love you.
我知道2000年以后，每天在讲台上都有人说我不爱你。
Perhaps even for the next 2000 years, people will say they don't love you.
为什么呢？
Why?
我不爱你。
I don't love you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我否认过你。
Because I have ignored you.
所以每个人都会说我爱你不够深啊。
Perhaps people will commend me saying Peter did not love Lord Jesus enough.
但是主，你知道我是爱你的。
But then, Lord, you know I love you.
因为我爱你，我才会跟你到大祭司的院子里面。
Because I love you, that's why I follow you to the garden of the.
当别人都逃跑了，我会转回来。
When others ran away, I return.
没有错，我是用口活认了你的。
Yes, I use my mouth to reject you.
但是你也知道说，这我已经没有办法胜过了。
And you already knew that I could not conquer.
你知道我是很爱你的。
But you knew that I love you too.
当耶稣第三次问他。
So the third time when Lord Jesus asked him.
他忧愁起来。
Then he became grieved.
所以可见每次耶稣的问都打动他的心。
So then every time when Lord Jesus asked him, every time touch his heart.
他不是像一个机器人在回答。
He did not answer the question just like a robot.
问题都是一样。
The question is the same.
但是感觉越来越深层。
However, the feeling becomes deeper and deeper.
所以我想我们今天要学会面对这样的，学会这样的事情。
Now today, I think we all need to learn.
面对同样一个东西。
When you face the same thing,
同样一个人,
same person,
同样一件圣工,
and same holy work,
同样一个创造,
and same creation of God,
同样的一朵花,
and same flower.
你每次看它,
every time you look at it,
你第一次以为说你已经明白了,
the first time you thought you understood already,
你第二次以为明白了,
and then the second time you thought you understood.
但是你会逐渐的觉得说这里面隐藏很多的东西。
However, you realize there are much more in the story.
这样你整个心会开始感动起来。
And the whole heart, your heart will be moved.
神的话也是一样。
And God's words is just like that.
你看到这个题目是，哎呀，这我知道了啦。
When you look at the theme, the topic, you know, oh, I heard this before.
更美的人生。
More beautiful life.
要信耶稣啦。
You need to believe in the Lord.
要祷告，要读经。
To pray, to read the Bible.
要看清世界的事情。
To despise the world.
这个你不讲我也知道了。
You don't have to speak anymore.
你讲了半天，三节课了，还不是讲这个东西而已。
After three classes, you're still focusing on this.
这也是事实了，对不起了。
It is actually true. I'm sorry about that.
我已经背不出什么花样来了。
Because I don't have much more varieties for you.
我只好学耶稣问你三次了。
So I can only ask you three times.
学耶稣。
I can only learn from Lord Jesus asking you three times.
让我们在同样的这个事情上面。
For the same matter.
你再去想。
If you think carefully.
神的话就是这样。
And this is how God's word.
所以古时候的人为什么跟神这么亲密？
That's why the people at that time were so close to God.
他们没有圣经。
They didn't even have Bible.
没有这本圣经能够放在口袋里面。
They don't even have the Bible they could put in their pockets.
他们没有接触过圣经。
They never had a chance to read the Bible.
但是他们昼夜思想神的话。
However, day and night they meditate the word of God.
他们不是从创世纪第一章第一节一直思想到启示录的最后一章的最后一节。
They do not meditate from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to the last chapter of Revelation.
他们没有那么多的经节可以思考啊。
They never had a chance to meditate all the verses.
他们认识的很少。
What they know was limited.
但是他们认识这么少，怎么对神这么的亲近？
But how can they be so close to God if they know so little?
亲近到能够写下圣经来给我们。
They were so close to God that they were able to write the Bible for us.
我们读圣经读得很快，一次、两次、三次，我一生读过圣经一百次。
So we read the Bible very fast, once, twice, even 100 times.
但是从来没有进入你的心里面。
However, the word of God never entered our hearts.
好像耶稣问你说：“你爱我吗？”
Just like Lord Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?"
主啊，你知道我爱你。
The Lord, you know I love you.
就过去了。
And that's it.
没有去想说，哎，主怎么问我这句话
？But you never thought, why did Lord ask you this?
我真的爱神了。
Do I really love God?
所以古时候他是昼夜思想神的话。
So the time, the ancient time, the people meditate the word of God day and night.
同样一句话。
For the one sentence.
他不断的拿起来思想。
And he just get hold of.
他的生命就得到更新了。
And because of this, his life was.
因为他的内心得到感动了。
Because his life was touched.
我们可以来做一个很简单的实验。
Let's try a simple experiment.
我们针对我们这个南非地区。
To South Africa.
我们以后就不要再念圣经了。
Let's not read the Bible anymore.
你们千万不要告诉别人说杨传道这样的人不要念圣经哈。
Don't tell others that Preacher Young say don't read the Bible.
在这个实验时期哈。
During the experimental time.
一个月好了。
For 1 month.
我们只要来思考，反复思考几节圣经节。
Let's just meditate all these Bible verses every time.
第一节。
Verse one.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God creates the heaven and the earth.
你每天就这么想。
Every day you just have.
开车这么想。
When you drive, you think about it.
起初神创造世界。
And in the beginning, God creates heaven and the earth.
这个世界就是这朵花。
And this is the God's creation.
就是那些飞鸟。
It's the birds flying in the heaven.
起初神创造世界。
In the beginning, God creates heaven and earth. 你慢慢去想。You meditate this word verse.
第二节。
Verse second verse.
就像刚刚耶稣所说的那句话。
Just like the Lord Jesus said just now.
你们没有办法用你们施力让寿数增加一棵。
Which of you can increase by having a worry, can increase your stature by one cubit?
连这最小的事你都做不到。
Even if you worry such a little thing,
你还忧虑什么？
And if you cannot even do such a least thing, what else can you do?
你就每天去想。
And you think about it every day.
耶稣说。
Lord Jesus said,
我没有办法用我的忧虑让我寿数增加一棵。
If now with my worry cannot increase one cubit of stature,
连这么小的事情我都做不到了。
Even such an easy thing we cannot even do.
那我要忧虑什么？
What more to worry?
那再来。
Then,
就是我们早上所看到的圣经节。
is what we have in the, for this morning.
神是我的力量。
Lord is my strength.
神是我的诗歌。
Lord is my song.
神是我的拯救。
And he is my salvation.
你要去想这三节好了。
If you think about these three verses,
就每天去想它。
And just every day think about these.
不要去读圣经。
Don't read about.
祷告也想它，吃饭也想它，开车也想它。
When you drive, when you eat, when you pray, you think about this.
你看你一个月之后。
After 1 month.
你的人生会不会更美丽
？See if your life can become more beautiful.
试试看。
Try it.
其实美丽本来就已经在你身上了。
Just remember, the beauty is already in you.
因为神的恩典本来就在我们身上了。
Because God's grace is within you.
只是我们将它堵住了。
But we stopped it.
没有让它流动起来。
We stopped it from moving.
没有让它在我们全身里面来感动。
It does not touch us as emotion.
我们让它再次的感动我们。
Let's try to allow the beauty to move
once again. 我们必然会生出一种感恩的心。
I'm sure we will have a thankful heart.
一种完全交托的心。
A heart of relying totally on God.
那种好像一切都很有把握的样子。
It means we will have the confidence for all things.
因为你已经跟神走在日光之上了。
Because you already walk with God above the sun.
到处都是非常的灿烂。
All things are splendid.
求神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
我们现在一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.